Good morning. With us on the line from Cleveland is Casey Seiler, state editor for the Albany Times Union, and he is there covering the convention with the New York delegation. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning. How's it going?
Okay. How about for you? Give us a sense, obviously, that it's about to kick off today, the New York delegation taking center stage, apparently in the front row. Give us a sense of give us a little preview.
Well, today is, it's the first day. All of these days at the convention will begin with breakfast with state delegates, all of them hosted by State Party Chairman Ed Koch. This morning, right now I'm standing outside the hotel just outside Shaker Heights, about 20 minutes outside of downtown, with members of the state delegation. This morning at the breakfast, we were supposed to hear from Bob Corker, Senator from Tennessee, as well as Larry Kudlow, the well-known financial correspondent and pundit and flirter with political campaigns. As well as Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, who, of course, made some controversy after the terrible attacks in Nice last week. So there are going to be these breakfasts. That's kind of the first event of the day. They started about 8:30. And then after that, there's going to be a little bit of a break. The convention action begins. The convention will convene at about 1 o'clock this afternoon in the Quicken Loans Arena, known as the Q, which is just a few short blocks away from the Renaissance Hotel downtown, where most of the state delegation is staying.
And of course, we have Trump at the top of the ticket here, and a New Yorker, which puts New York sort of at the center of all of this, along with Trump.
Yeah, Ed Koch, the state party chair. I spoke to him yesterday as he was sort of greeting dignitaries and delegates at the Renaissance Hotel. And he said that this was a great thing for the party, not only that Trump is, of course, a native, a favorite son, but also that it was Trump's commanding victory in the state primary back in April that, as Cox had it, sort of really put him over the top. Of course, it took him about 5 more weeks, Trump, that is, to actually clinch the nomination numerically. But there's no doubt that his win in the New York primary was really shock and awe, that kind of broke the hearts of supporters of John Kasich of Ohio and Ted Cruz of Texas. Cruz, who will be here and is on the schedule to speak later in the week, Kasich, despite the fact that the convention is happening in his city, a city that's within Ohio, is not currently on the schedule to attend a convention, though he is going to be appearing with other delegations supporting down-ballot candidates.
I've been speaking with Casey Seiler from the Albany Times Union, who's in Cleveland covering the convention. Casey, we really appreciate you talking with us today. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning, where I'm sure there'll be more news.
My pleasure.
You can hear more of Casey's thoughts at our website, wamc.org, or just go to timesunion.com.